Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Two in the books, one to go. They say time flies when you're having fun. But we're having a blast, and hopefully you are as well, because you have definitely been along for the ride, and we appreciate it. We bring it, and as like we like to say, we like to bring it concise. We like to give you all the information you need. We do it in a non-biased way so that you guys can feel educated and informed about your teams. Even if we don't always tell you what you like to hear and it's not all roses, sunshine, and rainbows, as we like to say, we give you true and honest opinions, so hopefully you'll be back. We've got some people waiting, and they are both guys that have affiliations to the Star. And that's my problem now. First up is Kevin, who's been waiting the longest from Port Arthur. Kev, you want to talk about Dak Prescott?
What's up, Joel? What's up, Travis?
P.O.P., hold it down.
Hey, I've been a Cowboys fan a long time.
Yep.
I think we talked about this the other day,
yep,
about whether, you know, Dak should stay in the position. And now I'm convinced that he's got the hot hand. You've got to leave him in there as long as possible, and here's why. So many analysts were saying they wanted to see Dak face adversity,
yep,
and how he would respond. Did you not see the stoic look on his face like nothing happened both times that he fumbled the ball? I mean, it looked like it didn't even faze him. For him to play like that, Aaron Rodgers looked more upset with, you know, just missing passes like he did. Like, I mean, he was just like Aaron Rodgers was having a mental breakdown in the game.
Well, first of all, for Christmas, I want Packer fans to all join in and get Aaron Rodgers a mirror so he can look squarely into it and realize that I'm tired of him pointing the finger at others. It's time to look squarely into that mirror and realize it's on you, bro.
Who do you think points fingers more, Aaron Rodgers or Brian Kelly?
I don't know. I'd throw Cam in there too, because Cam's always, yeah, on the officials and he's always Cam on somebody. Is, yeah. But yeah, there's some guys that
Cam. You know what? Cam has always been a bitching and moaning type of guy, though.
Yeah, he doesn't.
The other thing
I'm
is
what Aaron Rodgers doing. And by the way, poise is the word, Kevin. That kid,
yeah,
right there. You heard Brett Favre when he was on the broadcast say, "I thought the stage was too big. I thought that it was going to get to him." When you get in that environment and you play like he did. And it goes back to what we said for 2 weeks prior, where we said, and we had several others back it up for us, but we all said, you got to ride the hot hand. It doesn't get any hotter. It might not be as hot as the seat that Bill O'Brien's sitting on, but you ride him out. I'm sorry, Tony Romo, but I was sitting there watching Romo on the sidelines yesterday thinking he may be smiling on the outside, but on the inside he's going, damn, there goes my job.
Yeah
and you got to think this too, is you talk about poise. Now, I think the Cowboys had 11 takeaways all year last year. I think they're approaching that now already, you know, six games into the season. I think for the lack of quote-unquote talent that they have, they're playing as a team and they're showing a lot of poise. They're buckling down when mistakes are made, and they're just playing solid defense. They're making mistakes like anybody does, but I think that they're making up for that with some really solid play.
No question about it, man. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Don't be a stranger, even though you root for the wrong team.
Hey, that was actually a good call.
It was a good call. And you know what? There's something else I want to go to, because it's something that you said, but you were talking to the boys about the boys on Kirby, and it's something that Kevin brought up in his call that really relates to what you said about the Texans. But before we do that, let's get the other Cowboy call out of the way. Sean from Houston, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to say, well, first of all, I'm kind of disagreeing with this whole – sound like y'all were – talking like Dak is your guy, and I just disagree with that. First, I've watched every game, and there's just a lot of throws that I don't. Once they leave Dak's hands, I just feel uncomfortable. They look like ducks. I don't think he has the proper mechanics. And I would argue that if Tony Romo was in the game right now, if he was healthy,
he'd be hurt.
That Ezekiel would be playing even better. Our whole playbook, man, would be open. And, you know, just different plays, like you could go to a draw play or, you know, just things to disguise to make a, the secondary come in or draw out. I just think it would be a better team.
Hey, man,
if Tony was
still there. Can you, man, why are you drinking the Romo sexual Kool-Aid, man? Like, let's be honest, dude. Like, this guy's playing great football right now. Ezekiel Elliott, how is he going to play any better? Right now, he's on pace. Like, there's only one rookie to ever rush for more yards than him, and that's Eric Dickerson, Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson. He's on pace right now, and Eric Dickerson slowed down. This kid right now is on pace to have a 1,500-yard season plus. How is he going to get any better?
Well, he's talking about Dak. Yeah,
but Dak, I don't know what balls you've been looking at, but, I mean, the balls he's been throwing, they've been looking pretty decent. And Romo with that back, he was throwing quack quacks before all that stuff was going on, man. I mean,
you're a big ball looker, by the way. But the thing that I'd like to point to, Sean, is I'm not talking about the body of work for his career, right? I'm not trying to say that Dak is comparable to Tony Romo over what Romo's been able to accomplish. But for this particular situation, for the situation at hand and who's gotten you this far to this point, and to Trapp's point, the way they're playing, I don't see how you can take the ball out of his hands.
No, you can't.
I just don't think you can, and I think you lose your locker room. Part of what you got right now is you got a real tight-knit unit.
It's us against the world.
Romo used to alienate a lot of his teammates sometimes, point the blame. There'd be a little bit bickering back and forth. And again, I'm not trying to take things away from Tony because Tony has had a hell of a career. But in this particular situation with this team, and a team that was expected to crap the bed because of the fact that they did not have Romo, when you are now in a situation where you only have one loss, and it's basically because this kid has come in right from college and stepped up, I don't think you can step on him and push him down just because someone else got healthy. You got to ride it out.
Dak has done a great job, but you're giving too much credit to Dak. The reason why we're 5-1 right now is because the offensive line. That's the whole reason why we're five and one right now. It's not just the offensive line.
You still got to deliver.
He's got legs. He's extending plays. I mean, you think Cole Beasley right now would tell you? You think Cole Beasley right now would tell you that he wants Romo back? Let me ask you this too. You knew when Romo went down, you guys had to do some things, but you can't tell me that you expected to be in the situation that you are with only one loss at this point in the season based on that. And if I threw in, oh, by the way, Dez is going to miss the majority of the games too. There's just no way you can't do this to this kid.
This kid, for one, is bought. Sean, right now, this is a great call.
Can I make a comment about the Texans too?
Well, sure, but let Trav finish on the Cowboys, and we'll get to the Texans.
This is a great call. You're provoking a conversation,
right?
But let's be honest, man. This kid is, like you said, Cole Beasley's one. Mm-hmm. Two, with or without Romo, people didn't believe y'all was gonna win six games this year. With or without
Let's just be honest. Last time we had Romo, we were 12-4. Why would we regress?
He's regressing.
Sean, go back and look.
How do you know he's regressing?
Sean, just go back and look at the experts' picks at the start of the year for the Cowboys, and none of them had him. I mean, look, and again, it's a credit to the Cowboys and what they've been able to do. Dak is a big part of that, but regardless, if you look at the so-called experts, and you know I call them so-called because just because they played doesn't mean that they know everything, but there was the majority of them had the Cowboys missing the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, could you argue this, that the reason why they're 5-1 too is that Jason Garrett isn't letting Dak have full control of the offense? He's keeping him on a leash.
But how do you know that? Have you sat in an offensive meeting and seen what's been put in?
No, but guess what? Outside of
Jamarcus Russell, there's no NFL team that's going to dumb down the offense. Because not let other people be able to be successful. You got guys that you pay.
Bill Belichick did it last year to Ryan Mallett. Dumb down this offense.
Sean, look, we don't know the plays that they're calling, but you can give Jason credit, and the offensive coordinators at Linehan credit for being able to call the right plays that fit Dak, his personality, and his skill set. That's one thing. I don't think they're dummying anything down, but that's when everybody's on the same page from the team and the locker room and the coaching staff. they're all clicking on the right cylinders. They're calling the right plays, the plays that fit Dak well. Dak's making the plays. Zeke's making the plays. The caller earlier said how good the defense has been, which is another big thing, which is fantastic. So it does, at this point, we're splitting hairs on all the different reasons why. They're just playing good as a team, but when you're riding a hot hand that helps get you guys to that point, I wouldn't pull on the hot hand, and we've had a lot of guys that have played the game that said the same thing. But we appreciate the call, Sean. Great call. Don't be a stranger. And we look forward to hearing from you again. Board is lighting up. Got a lot of calls waiting to glow, including our man Dr. Dre on 290, who always brings it on Twitter. Now he's going to make it live, large, and in charge. That and more, ESPN 97.5 FM.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I love mafia stuff. Build your own crime family and rule the open world of 1968 New Bordeaux, Louisiana. Or play the other side and be Lincoln Clay, military-grade badass out of revenge against the mob. Mafia 3 will blow your mind with intense gunfights, heart-pumping hand-to-hand combat, and white-knuckle seat-of-your-pants driving. Mafia 3 is now out on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Rated M for mature. Get yours. Family, betrayal, revenge. Win a copy of the new Mafia 3 on Xbox One. And so right now what we're going to do is I'm going to give you the trivia question. Be the caller with the answer, and you're going to get this Mafia. You're going to get Mafia 3 on Xbox One. There was just three players in the 1980s All-Decade Team who were unanimous selections. Who were they? Name those three players from the 1980s NFL All-Decade Team who were unanimous selections. Go, and you'll win the Mafia 3 on Xbox One.
All right, Nick, you'll be manning the phone lines. You'll let us know when we get there.
And what's the phone number?
You want to do the regular line, 713-780-ESPN, 3776, 713-780-ESPN. You call in, you answer Trav's trivia question, that's Trap J Trivia, and we'll have a nice little prize for you.
Yeah, great
prize.
Video
game extraordinary.
I want it for myself.
Without further ado, the man who loves to tweet us good humor and brings it strong. I think he's already got, like, the recliner in the corner. Because of his tweets, but he wants to join us live and in living color. Dr. Dre on 290. Welcome to the show. Countering the quote unquote idiot Cowboys caller. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the time, fellas. I just got to counter Kevin. You know, I disagree with his take. Romo, he needs to be on the bench where he's at. Clearly, he didn't watch the Thanksgiving game last year where Romo tried to be the hero.
So, Doc, you're clearly not a romosexual.
No, clearly not, no.
Okay.
Dak is leading us where he needs to lead us. Romo, we all know how that story ends, but at the same time, yes, Romo, if he were to start, if he were to play right now, guess what? He's going to play Madden. They're going to throw it 55, 60 times a game, and Zeke is not going to get the ball. So let's just continue down the same path what they're doing. And, let's see where it takes us.
Doc, appreciate the call. As always, bringing it strong. He used that magic word that we're a little bit anti on. That's we.
We.
Yeah. But we understand that, you know, I don't know that I'd ever use we, but I do love.
We, oui, we?
Oui? Well, that's what I did during the break. But at the same time, I appreciate the passion, too. And I think that this is a conversation that had two sides to it until this last weekend. I think you could still make a legitimate argument for Tony Romo going into the Packer game. But coming out of the Packer game,
it's hard.
I just don't know how you can do that anymore, because whether you say it's because of the hot hand, whether you say it's because you keep the locker room, for whatever the reasons are, every reason lines up that Dak is your guy for now. Now that may change. Look, Wentz went through where everybody thought he was the second coming, and Wentz struggled the last 2 weeks. So Wentz is now facing some scrutiny, right? I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying that it's possible that he never has that kind of. He'll come down to come back to the pack a little bit, but there still may be a couple letdown games for Dak in the future. But for now, based on what he's done in his resume to this point, I don't know how you make the change.
Oh, no question. I mean, when you listen to Jerry Jones talk about the decision making. You saw him at first. He's like, oh no, Tony Romo's the guy. Tony Romo's the guy. He said this for three straight weeks. Tony Romo's the guy. The fourth week, he was like, well, you know, we'll assess the situation. And then all of a sudden, before this game, you're like, well, I hope the decision becomes harder depending on how today goes.
You absolutely hit it on the head. We can all sit there and have our opinions, but when the commander-in-chief of Cowboys Nation starts wavering on the fence, that's when you know that it's legitimate that Dak could be taking over the show and staying in charge, and he is. And so when Jerry Jones changes his mind, I think you're absolutely right. That's when you know, hey, even he says, I may have misspoken. I think, you know, depending on how he plays in Green Bay, he didn't do anything. He did more to earn his job than he did to give it back to Tony. I think that factors in as well. Justin in Houston, you want to get in on it too. Justin, welcome to the show. Justin, you there?
All right. So, not a Cowboys fan, Packers fan. We got our own problems. I could go on forever.
So but that's why you already have a recliner. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, with Romo and Dak, Romo is, when healthy, he's better than half the quarterbacks on starting rosters. But Dak is doing a great job right now. I see him as the future as the Cowboys quarterback. I understand that he's going to need playoff experience anyway. So if he gets to the playoffs, there's no sense in taking him out. Let Romo try to do it and, you know, bring his confidence down. He needs to learn sometime. But the fact is, the thing that I find most perplexing is, how is Romo's long-term health not really thought about more in this situation? Because if he gets hurt real bad, I mean real bad, he could never walk again. And I look at like Nick Collins and JerMichael Finley of the Packers, who hurt their necks, and the Packers told him, hey, we'd rather see you walk than suit up for us ever again.
JerMichael Finley also had a $10 million insurance policy.
Okay, but still, you understand where he's coming
from. I understand.
No, and it's a legitimate concern. And, I mean, injury does play into it. But, again, I think what also plays into is what I said last week, which is regardless of your stage of your career in professional sports, at some point or another, and Trapp, you can attest to this, you realize just how hard it is to get there. Let alone winning the big one.
Yeah.
When you got a legitimate shot to get there, and you got a guy that's taking you all the way to the, and we're only at the quarter way point, a little more than the quarter way point of the season, but he's been the main reason, along with Ezekiel Elliott and your offensive line, why you've gotten there. But why would you take him out of the saddle? It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. That's like that one girl that talked to you when you were ugly. Had glasses,
I never had to experience that.
Well, I mean, I didn't either, but I know a lot of guys who did.
So from Nick's perspective.
Nick's perspective, like, that's like Nick breaking up with the girl who basically built him up. She invested in that stock, and all of a sudden, when he's ready to go public and when he's ready to be sold.
To announce it on Facebook,
all of a sudden he's like, hey, I got to go to the next one because she, you know, the little PYT over here is really feeling me. Yeah, you just can't do that.
On to the next one. All right, and we'll do that same way with the calls, but appreciate them coming in, and appreciate the fact that you're bringing it today with some pretty good takes. Trav, I think the next call is yours, so why don't you go ahead.
Jake, you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on, man? You got the answer to my question?
I'm going to try.
You going to try? Who do you got? What's your three guys?
Do what?
I said, who are your three guys that were unanimous on the 1980s All-Decade Team?
On the 1980 what?
The 1980s NFL All-Decade Team. Who were the three unanimous selections?
The 1980 All-Decade Team? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously you don't know the answer.
I didn't hear the question at first.
All right, Jake, well, we got. Go ahead, give me your answer.
Jerry Rice, I know he was one of them.
Yeah, Jerry's one of them.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yes, that's two.
Anthony Munoz.
That's three. There you go. Good job. You win.
Hey, Nick. Jake, appreciate the call.
Thanks for calling,
Nick's
Jake.
Hang on to the line. Nick's going to be on a second. Take all your information. That is exactly why Travis Johnson is not the executive producer of this show.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we digress, but for a second, but we'll move on.
But
so, yes.
You'd have thought.
You have something that you want to say? I would just take this and put this in the concussion.
I wonder if he was like Googling
drawer.
That in his
he
iPhone.
He had to Google it.
But I thought you already knew that he won.
Yeah. You said this was the guy.
Quick, Nick, I thought you already were in my ear that he had won.
No, I was letting you know that Trap wanted to bring him on the air and see if
right.
He, if
I thought you wanted to bring the winner.
I thought the winner, yeah.
Like he called and said, hey, I know it's going to be Munoz, Rice, and LT.
Hey, well, Jake did it live on the air, so we got to give him credit.
He trapped it too, and I'm giving no credit. All right, so let's get back to what really matters, which are your calls and your takes. And Tim and Beaumont, you want to talk about Dak and Romo? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just want to start saying, your guys are awesome. But I'm out sitting in my car on my breaker with you. I want to come out here and like say something about this.
That's what I like Dallas to hear, buddy. Bring all. The passion. I love that. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah. I had to say something about this. I live around a bunch of Dallas fans. I'm not one at all, a New England fan. But my outlook on this whole thing is, like, what makes them good right now is they don't have no prima donnas, like the whole Dez Bryant. Not saying Dez Bryant ain't good. He's good. But this always Romo is his big star. Right now you got a bunch of no-name guys. The only reason people know Ezekiel Elliott was because of Ohio. I mean, I watched him in college. He was awesome then. I knew he was going to be good in the NFL. Dak Prescott, nobody even knew who this guy was. You got a bunch of just normal guys who are playing so good. And if Romo was here right now I would be, if they made the playoffs, I'd be like, well, maybe they make playoffs. Maybe not. Right now, I hate to say it, I don't see, and I don't like them, but I don't see anybody in the NFC stopping them right now.
Well, Timmy, I appreciate the call, brother, and we don't be a stranger. You get out in the car more often and basically make sure you clean the seats and keep that thing running so that you have an escape route so that you can get to us whenever you need to get us, and we appreciate the call. But here's the thing, man. I mean, they still got stars.
Yeah, they do.
And they got some of them that are growing into stardom.
They're growing
right?
into real stars.
Those offensive linemen are all stars.
Yes. If you know football, you know those, that they're stars. The weakest link is Doug Free. I'm still trying to figure out how Doug Free's still getting a check in this league.
But Frederick, because he's a Badger, came into the league a star.
Yes,
and
he did.
And he's done nothing to not live up to the billing. But overall, and this was to a point that I was going to make earlier that I want to bring back that Travis has mentioned before. Sometimes in adversity and situations like this, when you lose a player that's of, as Timmy would say, of star quality, instead of taking a step back, you take a step forward because everybody looks in the mirror and says, it's time for me to step up so that we can become what we wanted to become before we suffered the injuries. In the case of J.J. Watt going out, everybody assumed the defense would get worse. But guess what? They bonded together. They came together as a unit, and they played better as a team. Not taking anything away from the individual talent of J.J. Watt, but as a team, they took the challenge on. They came together as a unit, and they're performing at a high level. That's what you're seeing in the Dallas Cowboys, too. Hate to say it, as you know, and it burns my blood inside, but it's the honest-to-God truth, and that's exactly what we're talking about here. You lose some stardom, but guess what? In the process, you find out you got some players.
You gain continuity.
And they can play. Continuity is a big word. Travis used it. You can, too. You can use it till 4 o'clock. ESPN 97.5 FM.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
I can't do it alone. If you knocked on the door and nobody was home, that's what it would sound like unless I had Nick and Trap in the studio with me. And, of course, your calls and participation on social media is always a huge plus. We love to have you a part of the show. We're going till 4 o'clock. It's Travis Johnson, Joel Blank. We've had some great spirited dialogue. We've had talks about the Cowboys. We've had talks about the Texans. We've had talks about tailgating. We can bring it all back from you for you, and we can talk about what you want to talk about. We even did a winner on the air, which was one of the complete shacked into fools of the week, and it's only Monday.
Yeah.
But we are in the saddle till 4 o'clock, and we still have a full board, so we're going to get to a lot of these Cowboys conversation calls because you guys really want to talk about the Cowboys. Matt in Houston, you want to talk about Dak Prescott. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's going on, Matt?
I just wanted to get in on this Dak conversation. A caller earlier was, you know, saying he's throwing ducks and he's not sure about his mechanics and this and that. I'm not sure he's even watching the games.
He's
I don't
not.
Know if you know watching the right team, to be honest. Maybe he's watching the team here in town, but I'm looking at it, you know, for once in Dallas, my Cowboys, they've got a good problem to have on their hands, you know, and I think it's tough to go away from Romo, you know, giving the job away after he got hurt. But I believe, you know, we've got time to kind of make that decision. And we can let Dak even play the Philly game after the bye and be okay. But there's 3 to 4 plays a game that I'm watching Dak, you know, make. And I'm like, right now, Tony's not making that play.
Right.
Just not. He's not rolling out of the pocket. He's not extending the play. He's not able to get the balls to the receivers and, you know, in different angles because he's able to make that athletic play if he sees the sack coming, he's doing the Peyton Manning routine. He's diving to the turf. So, and another thing, if I'm going to give credit to, if you want to say we're only 5-1 because of the O-line, I think that's nonsense. If I'm going to look at another group on the team that I got to get a give a little love to is our secondary, man. They've stepped it up a lot. We were, you know, being dogged going into the season saying this defense is trash, but, you know, bend but don't break mentality, and I hope we keep it rolling. But enjoy the show, guys, and you guys take it easy.
You know, Matt, great call, man. Appreciate it. Yeah.
We're going to give Matt a place right, maybe right inside the door. Give him a stool right there.
He's made an early presence felt kind of notion. Yeah, because not quite in the inner circle.
He's not in the inner circle, but yet that was a well thought out, well spoken,
yep,
and well executed
call.
Closer
to the fireplace than the commode.
No question.
Absolutely. There you go. Let's go to Rashad. Cowboys conversation. You want to continue it? Rashad, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
All right, man. What's up?
And I just listened to that last caller, and he talked about the defense. That was the first time I've heard somebody since I got on. Maybe somebody before said something, but that was the first time I heard anything about the defense. Like he said, before the season started, before Tony Romo got hurt, everybody was saying they wouldn't pick in Dallas to win the NFC because they thought the defense was trash. This defense just went to Lambeau and held them to 6 points, basically, because Aaron Rodgers got a garbage touchdown at the end of the game, okay? And they
Rashad, you don't have to be mean about it. I already know what happened there, but go ahead.
Right. That's what happened. And all I'm saying is Ron Marinelli has got this defense rocking and rolling. Okay, they got them rocking and rolling, and they're causing turnovers, and they're keeping the Dallas Cowboys in the game. My second point is Zeke Elliott. If Tony Romo was the quarterback right now, and Zeke Elliott was leading the league in rushing, would Tony Romo be getting credit for this team being 4-1 or 5-1, whatever their record is? Or would they be saying Zeke Elliott is leading the league in rushing, and he's the reason why the Dallas Cowboys are, you know, 5-1? So Tony Romo wouldn't be getting that credit, but that Prescott is getting more credit than Zeke Elliott. I think more credit should go to Zeke Elliott. And my last point is this, okay? With all that said, I think Dak Prescott should finish this season off, right? Keep Tony to stay on the sideline as much as possible because it wouldn't hurt him to get as much rest as possible, even though he may be ready by week 8, you know. As much rest as he can get will help him, you know, recover. He may be 110% by next year. Have an open competition once spring training starts next year. And if Tony Romo can beat out Dak Prescott in spring training by next year, he can win his job back.
All right, Rashad, we appreciate the call, man. We got a lot of calls to get to, but those were three big points. A lot of them we already made here on the show.
We did.
And we hear you. I just think right now, because you don't have to worry about his contract, because Trevor Vasquez on Twitter says this is why Romo's the starter when he comes back and it's his $108 million contract. Well, guess what? Bottom line is you don't have to make a decision on his contract. So it doesn't mean he has to be the starter.
No,
the fact of the matter is that when he's the starting quarterback for your Houston Texans next year, then you guys can worry about him being injured.
But until
he finds a new home, you don't have to do anything this year, and you got a backup policy. If indeed Dak hits the wall,
Romo
can step in and he's healthy.
Yeah, no question.
But if he doesn't, you ride him out.
You ride the hot hand, man. You don't throw in four aces for two twos and a three. You know what I mean? Like you just don't do it. Like right now, you ride the hot hand. You ride what Dak Prescott is doing, and even I mean, I got one of my friends, the security guard at the Astros State at Minute Maid, Scott, and he also does security at Rice. So just saying the same thing. Like you got to keep riding that hand. And Scott, thanks for listening, but
We've said it over and over. I mean, and it's nothing bad about Tony Romo. And we've already said he's done a lot of good things. But for this particular team, in this particular season, based on what this particular quarterback has been able to achieve, you just don't make the change now.
Because you can here's the thing. If you take him out now, you can ruin this guy. We all know quarterbacks are a finicky bunch, kind of like kickers. But at the same time, you don't want to take him out and ruin his confidence. And he's looking, even though he's saying all the right things and saying, "Yeah, this is Tony's team," blah blah blah. And yeah, he probably meant that at first,
right?
But right now, in the back of his mind, he's in his head, he's thinking, this is my team, right, and I'm going to lead this team to the promised land.
Yeah, look, anybody that's in that position is not going to say that I want to play second fiddle.
No.
So you know he wants to continue to be the starter because you know he's earned it based on how he's played.
Yes.
Daryl, you want to get on the conversation. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Man, look, I've been defending Romo since the fumble in Seattle, and I love the guy. I think he's an outstanding quarterback. I thank him because he talked to Jerry Jones and said, look, I need some protection. He helped get the line there. Okay, thank you. So I've been a Romo fan forever, but you don't find chemistry in a hot hand. It just don't come along, but ever so often. You have got to keep Dak in there. You got to let him play. And you think back to when Tom Brady went down, I think it was a 2001 divisional game. He didn't play. Drew Bledsoe come back in and won that game. So we need to keep Tony healthy, let him ride it out on the sideline. Thank you for the things you've done. But I want a ring. I ain't had a ring in 22 years. I need a ring.
You ain't married?
You ain't married?
Thank you for the things you've done.
Daryl, you can't listen to yourself on the radio and take our jokes without responding to them because that's when you get cut off. That's when you become a Richard instead of a Daryl.
Well, you know, and Daryl,
it was a good call. Otherwise,
it was a good call until you started wanting to listen to yourself speak. But you said exactly what Joel said a couple weeks ago was the fact that when Tom got hurt, I think it was the AFC champion. It might have been the AFC championship game against the Steelers.
Okay.
When Bledsoe came back in the game and won them the game,
right.
They're not Super Bowl champions that year without Drew Bledsoe.
Right, it's a team effort. So yeah. You can go to the Bledsoe Brady thing. You can go to the Bledsoe in Dallas thing. Travis and I were talking about this yesterday. We want to let you know that we talk besides when we do shows because that's how much we care about you, the listener. But we talked about when Harbaugh made the change from Alex Smith to his guy, which was
Kaepernick.
Okay, it happened there. We can go on and on and on. It happens all the time. No one's to blame, but if you truly are a team and a good teammate, then you have to respect the decision that's made. You ride out the rest of the season. At the end of the day, we could get Daryl his ring because you know he ain't married.
I thought it was Randy Moss calling the phone
Mouse,
playing with us.
Mouse. Randy Mouse.
I want a ring. It's been 22 years.
Man, if you don't walk down the aisle, you ain't getting no ring. And evidently, you didn't go with them Aggies because they got them things just for doing the schoolwork.
So he might be a single lady. Mike, ladies.
Get it straight now. Mike could be.
Mike could be.
He might be getting a ring.
That's
what you say when you're down here. You know what else you say? I lock my dial in to 97.5 FM, ESPN.
ESPN. 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Man, why would we even... I'm sorry to see 4 o'clock come.
We've been
rolling through this. It's been a hell of a show.
They should let us go from 1 to 7.
I don't know about you, but
I don't know about you, man.
Yeah, pad the brakes a little bit.
1 to 7
hours of radio?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because, first of all, my voice would hate you.
I love me some me. I love me some Joel. Nick She Rah Rah.
Here's the thing, though. You don't even know how to put the broadcast voice on yet.
No.
So before we do that, we got to roll through some calls because I don't want you guys left on hold. We want you guys to chime in and be a part of the show. And so you can tell a friend and come back. So, Joe and Humble, you're next. Romo and Dak.
Hello?
Joe, you're on. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's going on?
I just wanted to chime in on some of that Romo talk. Man, I tell you what, I've been watching this guy for 10 years, and he hadn't delivered outside of the regular season. So it's time for him to really go. I mean, he's been getting hurt so much. I mean, he's no value anymore, man. I mean, he's turned over the ball so much. I mean, I haven't been playing for a dude like this. I've been a longtime Cowboy fan, so this is news to me, man. I mean, I'm just enjoying this because it's bringing a new life and new attitude to the Cowboys because Romo is history now.
If he's not,
he must got something on Jerry Jones that nobody don't know.
Yeah. Joe, we appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger. Good take. Nick, that goes with a text message that you got regarding Tony Romo that kind of fits right in.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it right now. It was Tony Romo has a a sex tape between Jerry Jones and Troy Aikman.
Yeah. That's I don't want to see that. But, you know, Joe, that was such a good call. I didn't know if he was talking about the Cowboys and how excited he was, or were we talking about Joel and Trap and Nick on the radio?
Yeah.
Either way, he said he was excited. He was like, man, it's bringing new life to him. I thought he was talking about us at first.
And who's to say he wasn't?
I think he was.
There you have it. I also think Rick Smith has a video collection. But that's another point for another day. Josh, you are the fifth Josh of the day, I believe, and I'm not joshing when I say that, but you say, don't ruin the momentum. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Appreciate you fielding my call.
Sure.
My big thing that I've noticed with Cowboys is they're carrying more momentum every single week, and we saw it happen with the Eagles on their bye week. They go and have a bye, and then Carson Wentz has two games, goes and loses two straight and didn't look that sharp. My question is, going into this bye week next week, can we expect the Cowboys to keep this momentum against a pretty strong Eagles defense? And if they go and take out Dak Prescott and put in Romo, can we expect the Cowboys to continue this momentum that we've been seeing? Thanks, guys.
Well, question, when you put the equation into your floppy disk in your MS-DOS system, what did it tell you? But no,
it's not very nice.
Hey, man.
We want these people to come back and tell friends. I know,
but you know what? He just reminded me. I had a teacher in, like, the sixth grade.
Smart. Teachers are smart people.
He's very smart, but he sounded like one of my teachers. And that's why I asked him about the MS-DOS and the floppy disk system.
You know, he called last week and asked about your speech impediment.
It could be. That's from concussions.
Well, and I said if we set you to music that you could actually have a second career.
I could.
You wouldn't even need radio.
I wouldn't even need it.
You'd just be a rap star.
I sing pretty well, too.
You know, here's Savage Stark. Okay, on Twitter, with 2 stars. I don't know how you got that, but I thought 5-star was the sign that you actually are top-notch. It says, Romo is starting. Pretty sure the chemistry will be the same. Y'all not used to Dal winning is why y'all saying this. I don't know who the we all of the you all of the we all y'all is, but I can tell you this. We don't have to be used to anything Dallas, right? I don't think you're used to Dallas winning because they haven't won anything in 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe that's why Tony Romo isn't the answer anymore. I mean, the fact of the matter is he's had ample opportunities to try and do something with his starting nod. And yes, during the regular season, he's done enough to get them to the playoffs, but he hasn't taken them to the promised land.
And not to mention, this is nowhere near any one of those teams that was the best team that Tony Romo was quarterbacking of that had the
opportunity. No,
this is nowhere near some of those teams that he had a chance.
You had Witten in his prime. You had a defense on the other side of the ball that was playing lights out.
You had Marion Barber. You had Darren Woodson, one of Jones' guys. You had guys on your team.
Yeah.
That, not to mention the O-line when DeMarcus Ware was in his prime. Let's not to mention all of those guys they had on offense and defense. And he still didn't win ball games with him.
DeMarco Murray.
Yeah. So this team right now is nowhere near the best Dallas team in the last 10 years.
And that gives more credence to Dak Prescott.
Exactly.
And Ezekiel Elliott. Exactly. There you go. Greg, you're on hold. You want to get in on the show? Welcome. Let's go.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm sorry about that. Did I get it now? All the way?
Yeah, just turn the radio down.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. Hey, y'all funny today, man. But look, I just want to say this. I tell you what, let's take it off of this right quick. Tony Romo, man, is a punch drunk boxer. That's what everybody's telling
me. He said a punch drunk boxer.
The guy,
he called him a punch drunk boxer. That was hilarious.
A punch?
Yeah, he is. You know what I'm saying? A great boxer that was a good boxer got knocked out. Then after that, he was no more good. He wasn't good.
No more Romo.
Every time you swing at him, and that's Tony Romo. And that's what people fail to realize. I'm a Cowboy hater. I'm the number one Cowboy hater. I find myself pulling for the Dallas Cowboys for Dak Prescott. I had to tell myself to be quiet the other day. That's the God honest truth. But what people have to realize, man, this guy is done, and he needs to realize this for his own health. Because the guy cannot take a lick anymore. And that's all I want to say. And I'm going to listen and let y'all go ahead on and finish with the show. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Greg. Don't be a stranger. Tell a friend. We're building it here.
We're building it. Definitely building it.
Sometimes we build it with bricks.
Hey.
Sometimes we build it with stones. So in the process,
some people build with straws.
You know what? As long as it's strong and it bonds together, we're good. Yeah. We've already bonded in the studio. So we've touched a nerve. There were some stories that we didn't really get to. One thing I wanted to get to before we close, because I can't believe it. I don't know if you guys saw it, but I was watching the game last night. Nick, you probably didn't see it because you were in the confines of NRG. Did you see the pistachio commercial, by the way, with an elephant sitting on the couch eating eating pistachios?
I didn't see it. Well, you know what? I didn't watch it. I think I saw it, but it didn't pay any attention.
Well, I understand, and it should register with you, because I'm going to leave you guys with this at the end of the show, because it's something that is food for thought and also words to live by. And Nick, I need you to really pay attention to this, okay? So there's an elephant on the couch eating a bag of pistachios, and he's trying to make the point for pistachios why you don't eat peanuts. At the end of the day, you could say maybe they're too salty, maybe it's the shell, maybe it's whatever. But the statement that he makes after, which I'm a little bit shocked, actually made television, is also something that I'm very impressed about, and I'm going to give them a tip of the cap because, quite frankly, it sums up a lot in this world that we live in. He basically said, you should eat pistachios, not peanuts, because after all, why would you start by putting something in your mouth that starts with P and ends with nuts? That, in a nutshell...
That's an awesome commercial.
That, in a nutshell, if you haven't got that, is something that we should all ponder as we move on with our day. Hopefully our Monday is like your Monday, and it's going along at a quick pace because we've made it a little brighter.
Yeah.
We're happy to be a part of your broadcast day every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m.
Yep.
And as we say, we'll build it if you'll come. And once you come, would you tell a friend and make sure they come along for the ride too? Because the more fan base we build up, the longer we can keep this thing going and the more we can entertain you and get you the answers to your sports questions and your dilemmas while handling your quandaries, like the starting quarterback in Dallas or what's going on Kirby.
I hope my wife doesn't think like the pistachio commercial, though.
That is another nut for another day. Until the Tuesday when Barry joins me and we get into more discussions that you want to talk about. For Travis Johnson and Nick Sharara, I'm Joel Blank, and we will talk to you tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5. Stay tuned for the Blitz.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.